Hello, hello, hello.
Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. This is your host, Apostle Lawrence Bailey. For those of you that have, first, let me just start off by apologizing to those of you that have been tuned in to our normal broadcast at 6 p.m. We know the devil is very busy, and I don't say that religiously, but truly there's a true warfare going on for those remnant of people that God is about to bring out. And the devil is really afraid of you, my friend. He's afraid of me because he understands we're carrying something solid and something that is favorable in God's sight that's going to annihilate and totally abolish and abort every plan he has. I'm already on fire, so it'll take me long to get into this thing. I'm telling you, I also just like to thank you all for just tuning in again. This will be a very short broadcast today. I tell you, I will be back full power, full-fledged Alpha 30-minute segment. I might even go to premium, amen, and get a longer broadcast for an hour just to make the devil upset. But I left off talking to some of you that were tuned in at 6 o'clock. I left off talking to you about the divine shift and the divine revival that God is wanting to bring in. I'm about to just get right to the point. God is summoning his people to turn their plates down, to go into intense fasting and praying in this season, because what's happening is there are recruits out there demonically being influenced, and they're paying the price. And what happens is we have a generation, I like to say, a lackadaisical or lazy Christians, where it's not enough of us on the wall. Like, for example, nothing against sports. I like fishing. I like horseback riding and bowling and other events. So I'm not against having fun and living life. I put it here for us to enjoy. However, we must be sensitive to know when to turn away. Like, we turn down our plates instead of fasting from food. We got to learn to fast from other things, too, that God is telling us to turn from in order to be in position to hear him. Amen? Such as the Super Bowl yesterday. I know that's a favorite time of the year for many, many people. Both gender, male and female alike. But however, yesterday was not a day for the church to be tuning in to their favorite team. I know by the Spirit, it grieved the heart of God that people are in tuning. Now we have people even prophesying who's going to win. I mean, really, come on now. The prophetic is not for you to be tuning in to prove a point of who's going to win a game. The prophetic is used for more than that when there are people out there dying. And we have a Whitney Houston's daughter there in the hospital in a medically induced coma. Amen. We should be on a wall of prayer, but not just her because she's in celebrity status, but there's a lot of no-name people who are in worse situations even through her, not making light of her situation. But there are people out there suffering, people, and we must be the church that know how to be on the wall of prayer, know how to turn ourselves down and deny ourselves and deny this flesh. The flesh wants to do many things, but I'm telling you, we must be in position to hear God and to be the apprehension of God, which means he wants to take us to a place where we are totally dead to self and totally out of the way, that he can step truly in the way and have his way. Amen? Let's be out of the way so God can get in the way and have his way. I'm going to say that again. He wants us to be out of the way that he can be in the way to have his way. What am I saying? It's all about the kingdom of God. Nothing of us, nothing of this world is about us. Everything here is borrowed. And we have to understand that when something is borrowed to us, we don't own it. There's things that God wants us to do to be in position, and many of us are failing with flying colors. It's important, beloved, that we tune into the heart of God. I know I'm saying it's kind of repetitive, but I really want to drill this in your heart and your head. I'm not talking as if I'm better than you, but I just have a heart cry in my spirit for the heart of God. I have a heart. I'm not saying I'm the only person. Many of you are hearing the same cry. Many of you are feeling the pain of the Father to see the condition of today's church is not in a good place. But it's in a place that he's allowing, because what he's going to do now, he's going to shift. He's going to shake and ruffle some leaves up. He's going to cause a lot of churches to be dismantled. He's going to smite a lot of shepherds and scatter the many flocks. So it's up to you, the other remnants, to pay the price. Be in position, because you're going to get a lot of people who've been wounded, who've been hurt, a lot of rejects, a lot of people who've been misunderstood, a lot of people who've been labeled incorrectly by false prophecies. Do you hear what I'm telling you here? People have received false prophecies about things that God really is not saying to them. Many leaders are prostituting their people, and they're prophesying to them according to their potential or their talent or their gift or their flesh. Amen? The Bible talks about prophets that prophesy according to their flesh. That means they speak to you lying wonders, a mist. They pray mist for prayers. That means prayers that are not factually true in the spirit and in the eyesight of God. They're praying prayers according to their own good deed, according to their own lust. That means that there's something in your life that they want to have to make them feel more sufficient and make them feel more identified in this walk. They're going to prostitute your gift to tell you things that you want to hear in order to get you to a place that makes them look better. That's prostitution. Amen. Anytime you got to pay for something to get something in exchange, it's called prostitution. That's not to be sidetracked or misappropriated for seed time harvest. You sow not to only get in the sense of, say, I'm going giving this because I want to get back, but you're sowing because you sow a seed of honor. Let me tell you something. Cain and Abel both sow seeds to God. But Cain sowed one type of seed. Abel sowed another kind of seed. One brother sowed a more honorable seed because his heart was not about if you bless me, because he understood I'm connected to the blesser already. So we had the wisdom and a revelation of the scripture. We know we all sow seed to reap from it, but you sow out of love and out of decency and in order. You sow out of heartfelt passion because you want to please the Father. It's like the Old Testament talks about tithes and offering. That was under the law. The new dispensation of time now, the New Testament doesn't talk about tithing, but it tells about, as we talk about now, we receive a Melchizedek order in tithing, which means you sow a seed of honor in your 10% or your first fruits or your sacrifice of your giving as Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and Sapphira both had opportunity to sow an honorable seed that they vowed to God, but it got corrupted in the wrong mindset. Why? They got in the spirit of prostitution. They thought they can swindle God and sow something and keep back at it for their own something. Whenever you get in the wrong spirit, it costs you something. Amen? Look at Gehazi. Gehazi was a young man who was walking with Elisha. And because Elisha went ahead and healed the leprosy off of Naaman, what happened? Naaman wanted to be a blessing to the prophet. That was the prophet's blessing, but the prophet said, "No, something, this one's on me. I want to be a blessing to you." That was a learned lesson and purpose in that season, in that purpose, in that man's life. He'd rather the man learn to serve God better than to try to offer him money. Why? The man was well off. He was loaded. But guess what? His money couldn't heal him. So what happened? Gehazi got into the wrong spirit, thought he was owed something by serving the prophet, by delivering the messages and doing all the things he'd do around the house of God. He thought he was owed something. He got the wrong spirit. Beloved, let me tell you something. We are owed nothing. If God does nothing else for us, guess what? He's done enough. We have to now reposition our thoughts and our hearts to get back to a place that God can trust us to be where he wants us to be so he can use us as he sees fit. Oh, yes, he wants to have his good pleasure wrought through us, but it takes us to be willing and obedient if we're going to eat the good of the land. How many believe that? Come on, give God a praise for that if you believe that. Give God a mighty praise. I know I'm talking fast and I'm almost out of time, but I'm not out of word. I'm telling you, I want you to really hear the heart of God. See past Apostle Bailey. Apostle Lawrence Bruce Bailey is nothing without the Spirit of God. I want you to learn to tune your ears, to ask the Holy Spirit. Say, "Lord, circumcise my ears even now. Circumcise them so I can hear the voice and the breath of God. That each time any messenger of you that they say they're sent of you, they may not even be of you, but they say they're sent of you, help me to know who you are through their voice. If they're speaking something that's not of you, let there be a checker on my spirit called discernment that lets me know it's off and I reject it in Jesus' name. Beloved, I pray off the spirit of fear. I break spirits of witchcraft and control and manipulation off of your spirits, all that will hear my voice right now. I destroy every yoke to its root, even right now, every mind-controlled spirit, every person that manipulates the spirit realm, working witchcraft and sorcery and magic, I rebuke it now in Jesus' name. It's not the spirit of prophecy. It's the proper lying that they're giving you. And I rebuke that spirit now off your life. I rebuke false covenants. Yes, God. False covenants, and many have made allegiance with false covenants and false leaders in the name of the prophetic, and they have actually been pathetic. They once were people of God. They once were a prophetess. They once were a prophet. They once were an apostle. They once were an elder or a bishop, but somehow they lost their anointing, and they have ignored the call of God to go back to repentance and go back to the place where they first found him. They have lost that sight, and they have lost focus, and therefore they went about their own way. The Bible says this, listen. It says, having not submitted yourself unto the righteousness of God, the people turned about and they established their own righteousness. That's why there's a lot of cliquish churches out here. They only want their own kind, their own people. Listen, there's one remnant and one kind God's looking for. Those are people that are the remnant of Jesus Christ. They're part of the body of Christ. That means anybody in your structure of your church, your ministry, anybody in any other ministry that has the Holy Spirit and is blood washed and baptized in the Spirit is your kindred, is your brother. You should be allowed to fellowship with them. If you're being taught differently, you're under a spirit of witchcraft. If you're being taught any differently, you're under a spirit of mind control, and you need to run for the border. Did you hear what I just told you? You need to run and run fast. You don't see one thing about witchcraft and occultism, you don't need to ask permission to leave. My God. You don't need to ask permission to leave. You just need to get up and go. And trust that God overall is the ultimate judge. Man may judge you. People may judge you in priestly offices, but ultimately, God is the ultimate judge. Somebody can make a right judge on you, but because of your ignorance or because of your truth, God said, listen, I am going to side with this person. They are still my child. And he will revoke, huh, and acquit you from whatever charges are set against you. Fear no man, beloved. Fear no man, people of God. You need to fear the Lord with all long suffering. You need to work out your own soul salvation. Work out that. When you work out, I'm back into the gym myself, and some of you are back into fitness yourself. Guess what? You know what it is to work out. You know, you haven't been in the gym in a long time. It's kind of tasking. It's kind of draining, you know, because you haven't got your wind up yet and your heart rate is not where it needs to be, and you're kind of out of shape. But guess what? The longer you keep going back to the gym and hitting that treadmill and hitting that elliptical machine, and you keep doing those jumping jacks and that cardio, your heart rate goes up. Your metabolism speeds up, and what happens? You drop the body fat. You get a nice win now back on yourself, and you're able to accelerate things a lot easier each time you go back into the gym. Well, it's the same thing, people. The same thing. When you continue to go back after God, you continue to work out your soul salvation, your mind, your will, and emotions before the Lord. You're working on how you think before him. You're working on how you feel before him, your emotions, how your will is. What do you want to do versus what he's telling you to do? As you continue to work those things out, sidebar, do not be afraid to error. Stop beating yourself up. I feel that for somebody listening right now. In fact, there's a young lady right now that's listening to this recording, and you've been beating yourself up too hard. The Lord said you need to forgive yourself and move on because you've been dragging dead weight and dragging things. Therefore, you've been attracting the wrong spirit to your life that's going to prey upon your vulnerability. There's about 8 other people I feel that in the vulnerability area. Many of you, about 8 others of you have been vulnerable in things, and about 3 of you are men and the rest are women. Amen? 3 of you are men, and it's about 5 women that have been feeling very vulnerable, and you've been sidetracked because you have been hearing so many voices in your ear that you've lost focus and lost sight and lost hearing of the voice of God. God says, I'm going to get you back to where you started with me. Don't you feel inferior of nobody. God is with you. So I'm talking to you today because there is a coming glory. There is a tidal wave, a tsunami coming that's going to overshadow every situation that it has arisen. God is allowing the enemy to think he's winning. He's allowing him to torment you, allowing him to come against you, because God is testing you. Hear me, I'm giving you an answer now. God is testing you to see how much you love him. He wants to know how much you really, really love him. Do you love him only when he's answering you? Let me tell you something. I learned years ago, I said this to a young man earlier in the day. I said, when God is not talking, he's still teaching. When he's not talking, he's teaching. If God's going to tell you no for something, he's going to tell you just flat out no. But if God has not given you a no, you still have hope. Is that something to rejoice about? Oh, come on. If I was you, I would give God the biggest praise you can think of right now. I would find a praise. I would locate a praise and say, listen, I'm going to bless the Lord right now because I'm going to bless him because I understand that this man of God is speaking something that we didn't talk about. But I'm talking to your heart today, and I want you to be free. As we come into a close of this broadcast, I want you to lift up your hands. And anybody that needs salvation today, or you think you're backslidden, just lift your hands right now. So, Father God, I believe your son Jesus died for my sins. Not only he died, but before he died, he lived a life of example for me. He showed me by precept and example how I ought to follow in the steps to come closer to you. I thank you for the example of my brother and my Savior, my Lordship Jesus Christ. I thank him that he lived a life that was fulfilling and meaningful. I thank him for the example of dying, but he didn't stay in the grave. Thank him for preaching a revival in hell. Show me that if you made your bed in hell, no matter how far down we go, he'll be there also. And thank you that he didn't stay in the grave, but he rose up on the third day. I thank him right now for saving my life. I dare you to say, Lord, save me right now. I believe the commandments. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has risen on the third day with all power in his hands. And the same power that has been given to Jesus through the Holy Spirit is the same power that belongs to me. I thank him right now for that power. I activate that power of the Holy Spirit. I receive the baptism of the Spirit, and I claim the baptism of the Spirit of speaking in other tongues. As the Spirit of God gives me utterance, I expect the baptism to manifest itself. I thank you right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. I thank you in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, I wish you give God the biggest praise. Just come on, clap your hands and give him praise right there, out there in radio land. I'm telling you, I am so much out of time right now, but I am far from out of word. I want you to get ready to tune into the next broadcast of the Glory Zone. I'm going to go deeper and deeper until we break down paradigms and shift governments and kingdoms in the spirit realm. Amen. I want you to tune in, tell your family, your friends, get all your coworkers that have been bugging you at work, stop you from working, tell them Apostle Bailey is back on Block Talk Radio, and you got to tune in to get the good stuff. In Jesus' name, this is not a rumor. This is a reality. God bless you. Until next time, this is your host, Apostle Lawrence Bailey, signing off. Until next time, I love you. God bless you, and talk to you soon.